Hey, we are here with Jason Lindstrom in beautiful Portland, Maine at the 2017 Synergent Technology Workshop. How are you, Jason?
Really good, Mike. Really good.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. It's been a while.
I know it has. And since the while, you've gotten a new gig, so to speak. Well, new, but you've been there a little bit.
Yeah. I've been here since the end of November, but yeah, I'm the president and CEO of Evergreen Credit Union here in Portland.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
We're about $270 million in assets, mm-hmm. 4 branches. 20,000 members, so yeah, it's really good.
How does it feel to be at the helm of the ship now?
You know, it's great because I can bring all my experience working. I think I've worked for 6 credit unions in my 20-year career, and bring all that experience and knowledge that I've gained throughout the years to lead a great group of people. I've been welcomed with open arms. They've been fantastic. The members are great. Our team is great, and they really, I think, like the fact that I've been involved with credit unions. Being up here, way up here in Maine, you know, we're kind of out of the realm of, you know, the general population center. I mean, there's more people in the county that I lived in Virginia than there are in the whole state of Maine.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's a different environment, and to bring some of the knowledge that I've learned throughout the years working outside of Maine has been good. And you know, having partners like Synergent to work with us just really helps with economies of scale. They really provide a lot of good services.
Speaking of Synergent, we're here. What do you want to take away from here? Why are you here, and what do you want to take away?
First conference with them to hear about the things, and I was just talking to Deborah Troutman from Synergent and said, you know, it's like Christmas Day. We get to open a present here and see what's coming, you know, for us. It's exciting, and being an innovator, and our credit union's all about innovating and taking things to the next level. Some of this cool stuff that they're going to introduce and show us, I'm really looking forward to. So we'll see.
So how, as a credit union CEO, and I just had Mark Sievright in here, who's keynoting here earlier, and we were talking about the rapid pace of technology today. The change is happening so fast. From a CEO's perspective, how do you handle that? Because we were talking before the recording that you guys are just inundated with requests and inquiries.
You know, what it is it's almost project overload for us. We really have to take a look at everything that's coming down the pipe and the cost factors. You know, do we want to be the leading edge? Do we want to go out right away with whatever this technology item is? Mm-hmm. Or do we, you know, sit back and see how it works for some other folks right out of the gate? And there are times when we want to be that leader and we want to take the next step and get the next greatest, right, best thing. Right. But a lot of it's untested, and it's, you know, high level. We've gotten the PowerPoint, we've gotten the presentation, we've gone through it all. And so we really have to decipher it and see, does it fit in our business model? Does it fit in our plans? Being a Synergent client, you know, we're connected to them, so we rely on them to bring the technology to us. And, you know, the hope is that we hear about it and we can get in the process early enough to get the project going. Or we can say, hey, you know, we're going to put on the brakes and wait. Let's see what other credit unions are doing, see how it works for them. You know, at our size, we can't take that huge risk in technology, but at the same time, we do want to provide those services to members and the products that are technologically driven to our membership.
Yeah, you were just talking before the recording that you guys had your planning. You just had your planning session, and your mission statement for the year,
well,
or whatever.
Our vision statement.
Your vision statement
is to be the most innovative credit union in Maine, and our board of directors was really good about listening to the debate about changing the mission statement, trying to go forward in the word innovation can mean a number of different things. And, you know, I liken it to now we can say, you know, even at the teller line, we're innovating. We have a member that comes in to deposit a check on a Saturday, and it's like, wait a minute, the teller can say, you know, you can do this from your mobile phone, and you didn't have to get out of your jammies and come in. You could just do it from the comfort of your own home.
Love remote deposit.
Friday night. You didn't have to do it Saturday. Mm-hmm. And so it's that kind of thing that we want to talk to our team about as we roll out this new vision about being innovative. It's thinking of ways just outside the norm to help give the best support for our members and give them the best products and services. And so that kind of wraps into technology too. You know, I have to talk to the team about this. Doesn't mean we're going to be all fintech and it's going to be all that.
Right.
It just means that we have to innovate. Mm-hmm. And as a credit union in Maine, and as one of the leading credit unions in Maine, you know, we want to take you to that step where you know, maybe we'll be attractive to others to come join our credit union because we are innovative and we're trying to do some things that are outside of the box. So.
Yeah, you almost have to, though. I mean, there's really no choice today. You have to, like, maintain at least some sort of semblance of progression or else you're going to be...
Yeah, I mean, we'd be sunk if we didn't have a mobile app, right? And then, you know, to be able to do bill pay and everything else on that app. And, you know, how can we stretch that out further? What more connections can we give to our members? Mm-hmm. We recently worked with Synergent and Opening Act to add a new platform for doing loans online. Mm-hmm. You know, before you had to, like, you know, move around on your phone to try to navigate it, and now it's all responsive.
Oh, nice.
And so, you know, we've gotten some pretty good feedback from our members and our team that, wow, this is a lot easier. Mm-hmm. Just click the button now, and it, you know, it pulls everything over.
That's good.
Yeah, it's great. Happens. You know, and I think our biggest concern that I'm dealing with right now is just all this data security stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, so how can technology help with that? We're a Verafin client as well, okay. and really delving into monitoring our member accounts and making sure that they're protected. Safety and soundness of our organization is one of our three tenets of service. Is, you know, we have to protect our members, and the Equifax data breach, I think, scared a lot of people, and we really have to take heed as to, you know, what does that mean for our organization going forward, and how can we protect our members from it? So it's scary. It's scary out there. And you think, you know, whoever these fraudsters are that did that, they've got all of the data.
That's a lot of data.
On the credit report. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, are they going to target those members of ours that have low credit scores? Probably not. They're going to go after the big whales that are at the 800 credit score when they commit their fraud. So we have to look at all these solutions and, you know, how do we stop this? I just posted on LinkedIn this morning. I posted on Facebook last night, you know, stop giving your information out over the phone. So many people are scammed so easily. Mm-hmm. And they use, like, even the Equifax data breach as a key to get in. And, you know, oh, I can help you so that you're protected. Just give me your financial information and we'll protect your account. Mm-hmm. And the next thing you know, all their money is getting out of their account. And
like, hey, wait a minute.
Yeah.
thought the opposite.
On the flip side, you know, you have technology that's benefiting the organization. We have technology that's protecting the organization. But there's also the threats of technology out there that is hurting the organization and our membership. And so, you know, it's really... You know, we have to continue to be vigilant all the time.
Every day. This is our new normal.
Yeah. So you talk about a CEO and what, you know, what keeps us up at night. It's those kind of things.
I bet.
You know, we have 20,000 members, and it's like the last thing I want to do is do a mass card reissue. The cost is bad. The reputation risk is bad. And, you know, so it's just tough. We're thinking about this stuff all the time, and with the help of Synergent and our partners, you know, to really combat this kind of thing.
Yeah, that kind of leads me to my wrap-up question here, is like collaboration. I mean, this stuff, you can't do this stuff without a good team around you. Right. Not only staff, but vendors as well.
So. Yeah, and partners with credit
unions. Yeah. Maine
here is a strong credit union system. We have 57 credit unions. They all belong to CUNA. Mm-hmm. They all belong to the league. Mm-hmm. I think everybody in the Maine system, you know, coming from the outside, me seeing it, you know, we're all in it together in some aspect. We have a shared branching network here, ATM network here. And so it does affect all of us. And, you know, we try to get out and work with each other. And, you know, even though we're in the same market sometimes and competing with each other, you know, it's events like this where we can network and be together and talk about these things as a group and see what's going on out there. And the power of Maine credit unions together, you know, we can really combat some of this stuff. So the collaboration is huge. Yep. You know, we always work for that.
Very cool. Great message to end on. Jason, thank you so much for hanging out.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah,
well done, man.
Appreciate it.
Keep up the good work.
All right.